Hello?
Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you 20 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote,
yes,
or the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
And thank you again for your patience. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
African American.
And what is your age?
77.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. And you could use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Making housing more affordable. From 0 to 10, what do you choose? Sir, from 0 to 10, what do you choose? Using a scale from 0 to 10. Thank you. And reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
9.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
9.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same in white communities?
About the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You may choose up to two. I have heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
Heroin.
And what will be your second choice?
Alcohol.
Thank you again. With the following, I would like to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot and will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advising tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Approve, yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve, sir?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly agree, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. Here's the first one, oral nicotine products.
Not very familiar.
Okay. What about e-cigarettes and vapes?
Not familiar.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
somewhat aware.
Okay. Now, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million Americans, adults, are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Here's the first one. Introducing of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more educational and anti-tobacco advertising. Cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans.
Cost of smoking going up.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statement do you agree with most. Here's the first one. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through our traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about the access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. The other one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. Which one do you agree with most? The first
statement,
or educating, okay. And thank you again for your patience. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Yes.
Much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
More harmful.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoking-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 out of 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes. And they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or do not want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, high cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working. But so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
And we are starting to wrap this up. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly five times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advertising, tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focus on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation, support abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree? Strongly agree, sir, or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine punches?
No.
Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? College graduate, okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Unmarried.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? A wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else.
And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your afternoon. Thank you very much, sir.